Well, what an exciting week. Something really big is coming up this weekend. It's Czech Days in Tabor. Now, last year was their 75th, so if my math is correct, it's the 76th. Drew Hayna, am I right on that 76th?
That would be correct.
Drew Hayna was the queen of Czech Days in 2022, and now you are program and pageant director, and I think that's a good position for you because you've seen it all multiple times. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. And I know that this celebration is no small affair. In fact, it's been recognized as one of the best small town celebrations in North America. So no pressure on coming through here, Drew. How are you feeling on the week of Czech Days?
Good. We're really excited for what's to come. We've had a lot of fun kind of promoting Czech Days. We started with community beautification, and now we're kind of spreading the word as we're getting ready for this weekend.
So who'd you bring along with you today? You got a whole caravan.
We do. We have the 2024-2025 Czech Days royalty, Queen Gracie Peckle, Prince Coulter Manis, and then Princess Kara Stutzman, and then our queen candidates. Both of them will be vying for the title this weekend.
I like to go to the Czech Days website and look at past royalty and go, wait, I know them. She was queen? I didn't know that. That's very nice to go back and look at the history and see who's all held that title.
Yes, it's lots of fun. And I, even though I'm pageant director now, I am equally surprised sometimes when I see some individuals that were queens.
I know a lot of the usual things will happen for Czech Days, but what are you excited about? Maybe something that's new or something that's a favorite thing for you. What's this celebration mean to you?
The celebration means a lot to me because I grew up in Tabor. I'm just down the street from the celebration and I've seen it all throughout the years. And for me, the most rewarding part is to be able to be director now and kind of getting to share what I love so much about our heritage and our festival with young women in our community and watching them take queen and growing through it.
When you're not doing this, and I know that this probably requires a lot of time, what else keeps you busy in life?
I am currently a senior at the University of South Dakota studying exercise science as a prereq for physical therapy.
You got your hands full.
Very busy. Keeps me out of trouble.
Good, good. Well, let's bring in the reigning queen for 2024, Gracie Peckosh. Good morning.
Morning.
I bet you've had a great year.
Yes, I did.
Czech Days coming up this weekend. That means you got to give up that crown, though. How are you feeling about that?
Sadly, yes, but I'm ready to give it away to one of these candidates just so they can have their reign and just have fun and go with the experience. It's a really great experience to be Czech Days queen.
Give me some of the highlights from this past year for you.
Well, I went to quite a bit of parades. Parade of Lights in December for Christmas. I really like going to Wilbur, seeing the Czech Slovak candidates run. It was a great experience. I really like Orange City, Iowa. They're the Duchess, how they do their different traditions.
Were the tulips in bloom where you were there?
Yep.
Good, good.
And especially going to the Capitol too in Pierre. That was a really good experience to see how everything works there.
So what's next in life for you after you take the crown off? What are you doing now and what are you hoping to do down the road?
I'm actually going to school for animal science and ag business. And I might be a nutritionist for livestock or I don't know yet. It's kind of a hit and miss.
You don't have to know yet. That's okay. I want you to know that's okay. What has being queen given to you? What has it done for you and how is it going to suit you in life as you move forward?
It really made me a better person. I used to be shy, but it made me like outgoing. Like if someone I didn't know came up to me, I'd be shy, but I'm more talkative now. Just representing my community also just made me realize that we all need to be there for each other no matter what, especially during Czech Days. We all need help doing something. We all need each other's backs.
What's your favorite part of Czech Days? What one thing are you super excited about this coming weekend?
Just spending time with family and my community. I just want to show everybody I did my best to represent Tabor. And also preparing for Czech Days, making kolaches with my family and also my community and help setting up.
Did you make the kolaches that you brought in here today?
I did not, no.
Who made those?
I think Drew's neighbor did. Okay. I'm not for sure.
Well, they're not going to last long around here. Great to visit with you again. Yes. Congratulations. And yes, I do not think you're shy. I think you light up a room. And I hope that whatever's next for you goes really well.
Thank you.